The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Parents have bought into keeping up with the Joneses and elaborate experiences, and it's too late to dial it back. It was written by Charlie Brinkhorst Cuff, and it was in response to Willie's chocolate experience. Yeah. There's been a huge, in the UK, a huge backlash against it. Apparently it was just, well, it was a bit rubbish, basically. And it got people thinking about how parents are at pains to have these experiences for kids.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, anybody who saw some of the pictures from Scotland to the Willy Wonka experience probably can understand why maybe the kids were a bit upset. There was a funny meme going around of an Oompa Loompa looking absolutely, utterly miserable, and characters that didn't exist in the story, and apparently a very sparse warehouse with very little of the extras that the kids and the families were promised. But it did. It got everybody thinking about, well, look, are we spoiling kids? Do we think these elaborate experiences are what they should be getting? Or is this what kids... It nearly came back on children. Like, is this what children expect? Like, in my day, we had such and such a thing. But really, it's probably because us as parents, we've bought into the whole consumerism of everything. Like, every single thing we do, we've upped the ante. You know, the idea of having some Rice Krispie buns for a child's party, well, that just doesn't happen anymore. Now you rent out a play centre or a bowling alley or a trampoline park. You know, you book kids in there, and the cost and the expectation, everything has changed. Santa, you don't just go to see Santa. It's a whole experience now. So there's the before, the after, there's the flashing wands that you feel you have to buy. Every single thing about what we're doing with our children, we've upped the ante. And so to turn around then and expect them maybe to be that little bit happier with less, when it's just not their norm, maybe it'll happen. The idea of time, what we talk about, what a time poor society we are, and that is the reality. And sometimes you're trying to make up for that, or sometimes it's a case of going, well, look, here's the little reward that we have for the fact that I'm not as available, or somebody's not as available to their children as they might like to be. And we don't want, none of us want our children to miss out. It's that thing. I don't think that it's necessarily we want to have them spoiled. There's nobody looking to be to raise Veruca Salter or the like. It's just the idea that we don't want our kids to miss out, and that's really hard. And we know others are having it. We don't want them to.
I'm always amazed at, you know, people go, oh, the school trips are amazing in such and such a school or whatever. Mm. Like, what happened to leaving things till they become adults? Like, do we have to pack everything into our first 18 years? Like, I mean, I was barely on a plane till I did my J1. It doesn't actually do you any harm to leave things till later in life.
Absolutely, I agree with you totally. Anticipation is a wonderful thing, and sometimes you enjoy it all the more without wanting to sound too Puritan about it and too supportive of the idea of depriving ourselves. But it is, and these wonderful school trips that happen, or these wonderful experiences, they actually put huge pressure on parents. They do, because again, you're back to that guilt, the financial struggle of trying to be able to afford it, but that guilt when you can't. And you will see in every school, there are those trips that some, particularly in secondary school, the ones that are abroad, that some parents just can't afford to send their children on, and they feel rotten about it, absolutely rotten about it. So,
Jen, here's the question: my parents were great parents, but they didn't see it as their job to fly me around the world or entertain me during my school holidays. Where did we go? Where did our generation go wrong? Because our parents did not have that. Is it greater wealth? Is it, what is it? I just don't, it's a curious one.
It's, I suppose it is. It is a greater wealth that people have, maybe for, well, some people, and that's, I suppose you have to be very careful making that distinction. Some people have more means now, and there is.
I think
that,
it's fair to say. I think we can say without contradiction, we have way more means than we had 30 years ago in this country.
Yeah,
I think we can say that
again. Some of it goes back to, well, firstly, because people have to, you might have two people working within a household, or all the adults within a household working, because that's the reality of paying mortgages and rent and the cost of living in the society we live in now. So you have that. But you have that maybe sometimes anyway, perhaps before there are other commitments. And so they have those means and that expectation to spend it. I mean, I know I never went on a foreign holiday ever when I was a child. That just never happened. My parents wouldn't have had the means for that. My own kids, they've been on a couple of holidays. We don't go regularly because when you have a socially acceptable number of children, it costs a fortune to take them anywhere. So that's the reality of my life choices.
The genie's out, is the genie out of the bottle? Is it impossible to put it back?
The genie is out of the bottle. The genie is definitely out of the bottle. Is it impossible to, it's impossible to put it back when if you're the only person trying to do it, because you feel you're not making a choice for you. You're making that choice for your children. And so if you decide I'm not going along with this, and there are plenty of times I decide I'm not going along with this, but there are other times I, like other parents, feel pressurized into going along with this, because otherwise it's my children who miss out. It's me wants to take a stand, but they pay the price. They pay the consequence. The same for all parents, that pressure to do those elaborate birthday parties. So those,
maybe we should start a movement, Jen, just to resist the pressure. It starts here. It starts here. Jen Hogan, journalist, columnist, great to talk to you. Thanks indeed for that. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.